Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 76. And the Bible says, "Thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto His people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day that of his showing unto Israel." Verse number 1, chapter 2, it said, "It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad and said the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which they were told them by the shepherds. I want to preach on this thought this morning, if God will be my help, on yes, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. As we look at this, we see this in the first Christmas, and we see that as God is an introduction here to the purpose of God revealing, amen, to Mary the things that's going to take place. God has always been one that we reveal the things He's going to do to us. It's not kept in secret. God puts things out here so that we can see the mighty hand of God. And I'm thankful for that, praise the Lord. I can see the many, many things in the Word of God that God has promised they do. God, the signs of things that God said that would come to pass, and they have. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad, praise God, that God loves us enough that He comes to us and He speaks to us just like He did to Mary. See, they was waiting, they was looking. The Bible speaks of a soon coming Messiah, the promise of God, the Christ from heaven, praise God. They were anticipating that. And when that angel of the Lord comes down to speak, and He comes down to speak to Mary, as we see in the first part of this chapter, Luke chapter number 1, how He begins to minister to her in a personal thing. Ain't you glad it's an intimate personal thing when God speaks to you? It's an intimate personal thing when God wants to communicate with you. Listen to me, youngins. Don't ever take that lightly or for granted when God wants to speak to you. What we ought to count as a privilege and an honor that the good God of heaven, praise God, and all His majesty and all His glory would want to look down upon us, see us as we are, but yet want to speak to us, praise God, in a relationship with God Almighty. We can see Mary, she had a relationship with Him. And praise God. The problem for God was raised by Mary. Amen. God said these things is going to take place. And you sometimes we ain't careful, we'll look down on Mary. Because the Bible tells us, it says, The Lord tells her what things are going to take place. And the angel, verse number 30, and said, the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. That favor, you know what that is? That's grace. Amen. That unmerited favor of God, that's grace. That comes from God Almighty. You can't get that from any place else. Amen. Amen. You can't get grace from any place else. You get that from God. He said, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Amen. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Praise God. When he gets started, there's not going to be no finishing. Amen. Praise God. He's going to be on the throne. He's going to be, praise God, the God of glory. That's the way it ought to be today. He ought to be enthroned in our hearts. Ought to be enthroned in our life, praise God, as the good God of heaven. But there was a problem. God had raised a question in Mary's heart. Verse number 34 said, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She said, how can I be? He says, I don't know a man. I've not been with a man. I'm not going to be with a man. So how can this be? How can this come to pass in the situation we're in? How can it be? How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She questioned it. She wondered about it. Amen. Praise God. But is there anything that's too hard for God? Amen. There's nothing too hard for God today. God's able to do all things and to do it well. Praise God. If we'll just submit to the will of God, if we'll just allow God to speak to our heart, praise God, I want to tell you, yes, it's Christmas. It's almost on at hand. It's just about 15 days away, 16 days away, and Christmas will be here. A time that we magnify and lift up a Savior that was born. Praise God, in a manger. Praise the Lord. Hey, do you know when the first king size bed was created? It was created in a stall in Bethlehem in a wooden manger, praise God. That was a king size bed. Glory to God. That was the first one. Amen. Glory to God. It was a manger in Bethlehem, Judea, praise God. Glory to God. Think about that. Praise His name. Amen. But she began to wonder and ponder these things in her heart. She began to wonder how this thing could be. Amen. But you know what she did? She done the same thing that me and you have to do. Just have to submit ourselves unto the Lord. And say, you know what, God, I know that you're true. Praise God. Let everything else just be a lie. And let me just follow God. Amen. Praise God. And you know, a lot of times we see with our eyes and we hear with our ears. Amen. Sometimes it's even still hard. But praise God, we can believe God. We can trust God. Because it is Christmas. It's almost the time that we celebrate a Savior who is born, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. And praise God, I believe that. I accept that. Now, there's a lot of people who would like to disprove that. A lot of people say, well, you know, this ain't really about it. And they'll flip-flop around on the date. Say, well, preacher, you know, it wasn't really December the 25th. So what? Amen. We're not celebrating today. We're celebrating the Savior. Amen. We're celebrating that great gift from God that was given down, that was sent down from the glory above, praise God, to you and me. And Mary wondered about that. Amen. She says, how can this thing be? And he explains to her how it could be, how it could happen. And the angel answered, said unto her, verse 35, and the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. And she said, in case you wonder, in case you have a hard time believing that, verse 36, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived a son in her old age. She was past the time of childbirth. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. That nothing's impossible with God, Mary. Praise God to those who believe. He said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And then here's Mary's prayer. Her submission to the plan and the purpose of God. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if we just submit to the plan and the purpose of God? We get so caught up and we get so busy we forget that God is still in charge. That God is still in control. God is still wanting to help. God is still wanting to help to manage our lives. God's still there to go before us. He's still there to help us if we'll let Him. So we see in an introductory here how Mary submitted herself to the Lord. In just a few words of prayer, listen to what she says. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." In other words, she said, just like Isaiah, she said, "Here I am, Lord." Amen? She said, "Here I am, Lord. Say, I'm, behold, here I am, the handmaid of the Lord." And then she says this. Said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." What a simple prayer. Amen? But it was a prayer of recognizing the plan and the purpose of God. It was a plan. It was a prayer of submission under that plan, a submission under that purpose. See, God's still got a plan. God's still got a purpose. And that for every one of us today, God has a plan and a purpose. And yes, it's Christmas. It's almost here again. And during this Christmas season, praise God, the plan and our purpose for God's people ought to be to lift up and magnify the Savior that was born, to magnify His coming from the portals of glory in a supernatural birth in a virgin in Bethlehem for God's glory. Amen. I find that amazing thing. Praise the Lord. You say, "Preacher, why did God do it?" So that we would realize, praise God, the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of what Christmas is. Look over at chapter 1, verse 76. Chapter 1, verse 76 that we read in your hearing. Amen. He said, thou child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to His people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. That wasn't Jesus. That was John the Baptist. God says, "I'm going to send one before Him." And praise God, it's going to be a great one. He's going to be a prophet on high, praise God. And He's going to magnify the Son of God. He's going to cry out, "He's coming! He's coming! He's coming!" He said, "You need to get ready. You need to repent. You need to be ready because He's coming! He's coming! He's coming!" Amen. Glory, hallelujah, praise God. He said, "It's almost Christmas time." Glory to God, because He's coming. He's excited. He said, "Preacher, why'd He come?" Amen, praise God, to begin the pardoning of men, like me and you, praise God. To pardon us from our sins. He said that we would repent, that we would come in with a broken and a contrite a spirit before God Almighty and say, "Oh God, please forgive me, a sinner." That's why John come. That's why John was preaching. He said a prayer of repentance. You know, the only way to get to heaven is a prayer of repentance. Repenting of our sin, receiving Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins according to the Scriptures, who was buried and on that third day got up victorious over death and the grave. And praise God, because He rose up victorious, praise God, we can too. You don't have to stay dead. You don't have to stay down. Praise God, you can lift up your eyes and say, "Glory be to God," because God has offered us to send us a pardon for our sins. Amen. John Baptist was preaching, praise God, a pardon for sins. He said, "Just repent. So you can receive the pardon. So you can be ready. So you can receive, praise God, the blessed hope, that blessed gift on Christmas, on that first Christmas day." Amen. When Jesus Christ was born into a lost and a dying world. Amen. To begin to see man's pardon playing out. Amen. A day without meaning. Without any meaning at all, unless we can relate it to Calvary. Amen. Did you hear what I said? A day without any meaning at all unless we can relate it to Calvary and realize that He was born to die. Think about it. Jesus Christ the Lord, amen, was born in Bethlehem, Judea. He was born with a purpose to die for the sins of the world. For this very reason. Amen. Look over in John. Let me just show you right quick. Look over in John chapter number 12. John chapter 12, verse 27. And get it right quickly. John 12 and 27. He said, "Now is my soul," this is Jesus, "now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." He said, "But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." And the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. But Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." Amen. Praise God. He said, I come to this very hour. This very hour that I would die, come to die for your sins. Amen. He said, shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? He said, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Why did Jesus come to earth? Why did Jesus come why was he born in Bethlehem, Judea, Bethlehem, Ephrata? He came and was born of a babe in Bethlehem to die for the sins of the world. For your sins and mine. That was his whole purpose. That was his plan from the beginning, amen. When he was part of creation, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And he said, and the Father said, "You know what? They're going to mess up down there." And he said, "That's all right." He said, "I'll go." He said, "Just go ahead and create it. We'll just love on them. Praise God. Hope they'll love us back. And when they mess up, praise God," he said, "I'll go down there and I'll be the propitiation. I'll be the price. I'll be the atonement for sin and I'll die for their sins." Amen. Guess what he did? He died for our sins according to the Scripture. Amen. So that he might bring man pardon. Praise God. You say, "Preacher, why would he do all that?" So that he could bring man peace. He wants to bring us peace. Look at Luke chapter number 1, verse 79, 80. Verse 79, 80, he said, "To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of," what? "Peace." He said, "You cry peace and peace and say, we'll make no peace." But he said, "There's a peace giver, praise God, who come, and his name is Jesus." Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you." He said, I gave you a gift of myself. He said, "I leave the peace that I have with you." See, the only way you'll find peace in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way you'll ever settle the conflict in the world is through Jesus Christ. The only way there'll ever be eternal peace is in through Jesus Christ, the Lord. He's that ultimate peace, praise God. He is peace. Praise God. Amen. He said, "To guide our feet into the way of peace." He offers us that peace. Look at Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2, verse 27. Luke chapter 2, verse number 27. Well, let's just go back just a little bit. Go back to verse 25. He said, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." In other words, Simeon had a line, a connection with God. Amen. The Holy Ghost was upon him. Now, wait a minute. The Holy Ghost didn't come and sit on men, praise God, and go with men and be in men till after the resurrection, till Pentecost. But this man, Simeon, praise God, he was full of the Holy Spirit. He was a devout man and a just and devout, praise God. He had the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. He must have been something special about him. So it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in," what? "Peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Who did he see? He saw the baby Jesus. Praise God. And when he saw him, he knew that he was that promised gift from God, the Savior of the world. Praise the Lord. And that little bitty baby, Simeon, through the power of the Holy Ghost, saw the magnificent God of glory come down to men to be salvation for whosoever will. Amen. Glory to God. How much more should we see Jesus crucified and risen to be salvation for our souls? Bring men, to give men peace, to offer us that hope. Praise God. He goes on, he said, Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. I like that, don't you? He didn't say for the Jews. Amen. Could have said for the Jews. He knew it's for the Jews. It was something that Simeon knew, praise God, through the power of the Holy Spirit that other people didn't know. But he said he came to be that salvation, and to be that salvation, praise God, to all people. He said a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Amen. Glory to God. He said, listen, he said that God has sent somebody, someone who's going to bring us peace. Peace that passes understanding. Peace that it doesn't matter what's going on, praise God. We have that peace. That we're, hey, in this world, we're just pilgrims and we're passing through. We're heading for a city whose builder and maker is God. One day with a shout and a trump, we'll go out of here, praise God, and we'll bid this world goodbye. Amen. When you think about it like that, it's not a sad thing. When you think about what God has in store for, what the plan God has, no wonder Mary could say, be it unto me. She said, behold, thy servant, thy handmaid. Be it unto me. Just exactly what you said. Amen. Praise God, I ain't going to contradict you. I ain't going to, praise God, just let it happen just the way you said. And I'll be happy with it. Glory be to God. Hey, listen. I'm happy with just what God says, ain't you? Amen. Praise God. So we see that we see the meaning of Christmas, and we see the mystery of Christmas. Amen. The mystery of Christmas. We see the power. The mystery of the power that God has, the power from on high. In Luke chapter number 2, we see that power. Said it came to in the pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Amen. Praise God. So we see the power, the mystery of the power of God as God begins to bring a mystery is something that's not been revealed yet. But praise God, we see God bring it from a mystery to a revealing when God begins to show us that He's had and planned and purpose for many, many decades. And praise God, in the mind of God. Praise the Lord. I love it when it starts playing out before us. When we start seeing the mighty hand of God and the way He's moving, what He wants to do for me and you. And we see the power in the prophecy. Amen. That prophecy that, praise God, hey, the son of that Joseph went up. He said it had to be decreed, and Joseph also went up to Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, to be taxed. Amen. To be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great. Which we see the prophecy of God being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. The Bible said it would be fulfilled. The prophecy that was given way back over in Micah the prophet prophesied that these things would come to pass. Amen. Let me just go back to Micah chapter number 4. Micah chapter number 4 in the Bible says about the Lord coming. He makes this prediction. He said, thou, O tower of the flock. That's Migdal Edar. Amen. O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion. Unto thee shall it come. What's it? It's the promise. Amen? It's the promise. He said, unto thee shall it, the promise, come. The promise has been made. Micah, praise God, even hundreds of years before it happened, he was just predicting something that had already been said would happen. Praise God, come back in Isaiah. Amen? Isaiah the prophet had said that there's going to be a prince, a great ruler, praise God, that would come. He said, unto thee shall it come. Even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Christ will be manifest. We see the power in the prophecy. In chapter number 5 of Micah, verse number 2, he says, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come, he the promise, forth unto me. That is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth shall have been from old, from everlasting. That could only be one person. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He came and praise God, He came just according to prophecy. Prophecy had promised that He would come. Praise God. And guess what? He's coming again. Amen. He's coming again. Just as sure as He came physically and visibly the first time, He's coming physically and visible the second time. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. Prophecy will be... You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because God said it. And if He kept His promise then, amen, on this first Christmas, Christmas was coming, praise God, and it came. If He said it once, praise God, He promised it. His promise is still good. What do you mean? I mean He's coming again. So we see the power of the prophecy in Lord Jesus Christ, the mystery of Christmas in the power of the prophecy. But we also see the power of this, of the protection. Amen. The power of the protection. He said that Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in a swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the end. We see the mystery of Christmas, and we see the power of the protection of God Almighty. You see, the protection. Have you ever thought about what it was like back in Joseph and Mary's time? They lived up in Nazareth. In Judea, they had to go from Nazareth all the way down past Jerusalem to Bethlehem, because that was the city and lineage of David. So they start out with a very pregnant wife. Amen. On a little bitty donkey. To make a trip of approximately 90 miles. Had to leave out of Nazareth. The easiest route would have been went from Nazareth down through the Jezreel Valley. Oh, glory. That's a whole message right there. God. Go through the Jezreel Valley and get the ridge line, follow the ridge line into Jerusalem, skirting Jerusalem, going to Bethlehem along the way. And along the way, they was bandits. Amen. They was hazardous conditions. I mean, they didn't have paved roads and interstates. They had to traverse the hills of Judea. Amen? And the reason the Bible speaks of the hills of Judea is because they're hills of Judea. They're like here, praise God. They place it just straight up and down. You have to be careful. Traverse around to where you can get to where you can go up, literally go up and down. So they had to be very careful where they were traversing the terrain of this place, because the terrain itself could be hazardous. And then there was the bandits along the way. You know, kind of like in our day, people that like to get something for nothing. Amen? So they're waiting along the way, and here's this man and his wife. She's very pregnant. So you talk about an easy target. Amen. So they're probably taking precautions. They're probably being very vigilant, which is very stressful. And if that wasn't enough, Joshua's got a woman, a wife that's great with child. Amen. So he's having to take care of her. He's having to go easy. Now that little donkey and going along, you start talking about maybe 2.5 miles an hour was what they would travel. So it would have took them several days to go from Nazareth down to Bethlehem, Ephrathah, to be that promise of God that God had promised, praise God, to deliver. So you got the rough terrain, you got the bandits, and then you have the wild animals to have to deal with. Oh yeah, they're hungry too. Remember David said he had to kill a bear and he had to kill a lion that was out there in those hills of Judea. So there was a lot of obstacles, praise God. But yet Christmas, glory, but yet Christmas is coming. Amen. When David, when Joseph left out Nazareth, praise God, of Judea, he was headed to Bethlehem, Ephrathah, because Christmas had to come on time. Amen. Never tarried along the way. Praise God, he done made the best time he could, bringing that little wife, it looked like, to come. Because as decree went out from Caesar Augustus that everyone had to go home to be taxed. So David made his way. What about it being at such a time as this that Caesar made a decree? Just coincidence, right? No. It was a plan of God. Hey, God uses ordinary politicians to get His will done. Hello? Glory to God. So we see the mystery of Christmas. Praise God. We see it in the power of prophecy. We see it in the power, praise God, of protection, provision for them as they went. Amen. From the hills of Judea. And then we see the mystery, not only that, but in His person. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Bible says in Luke 2 and chapter in verse number 7, it said, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." Why? Because there was no room for him anywhere in this world. Amen. There was no room for Christ anywhere in this world. The whole world was there, could have received him. They traversed by many, many homes and many, many places. And nobody said, "Not me. We ain't got no room for him. We ain't got no room for you. Look at the baggage that you've got. You go on, son. We can't help you." Amen. Didn't know that. Hey, praise God that Joseph and Mary had the greatest gift to ever give to humanity. And the whole world says, "We ain't got room for him. We ain't got a place for him. Go on about your business." He said, "Preacher, how cruel, how mean, how many times we do that? How many times people all around this country, praise God, still doing it today? We don't have no room, no place for Jesus." But they brought him, and she brought forth her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. What are swaddling clothes? Those are the clothes that was used to bind up the legs of little lambs to protect them from harm. Because see, if they were damaged or bruised or in any way, then they were not able to use them for sacrifices. That's why Micah would tell us in Micah chapter number 4. He said, "Thou, O tower of the flock." What flock is he talking about? He's talking about that flock that was used for sacrificial lambs unto God. How do you know? How do we know? How did the shepherd boys know where to find Jesus? They run around town all night long. Say, "Hey, have you seen a woman that's great with child fixing to have a baby?" No. No. It's the tower of the flock, stronghold of the daughter of Zion. "Unto thee shall it come." The promise was going to take place, praise God, at Migdal Eder. He said, "Preacher, what was that promise?" It's a promise of a soon coming Savior. Praise God. A Savior that would be born. "Be born unto you this day in the city of David. That's what it says in Luke chapter number 1. I'm done. I'm about finished. I'll let you go. And the angel of the Lord was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Of course, you know the story. It said she would be pregnant and she would deliver a son. He would say, unto thee this day in the city of David, a Savior is born. Amen. Who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And the angel speaks to these fellows watching over flock by night. And so that we're in the same country. Shepherds are watching chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto thee upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said, the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now watch this. Verse number 12. This is how they knew where to find Him. He said, this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Amen. And then we see the angels and hosts and praising, giving God glory. And then it said, it came to pass that the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Verse 15, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord thy God, the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a babe lying in a manger. Amen. The key was, he said, you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. The angel said, hey, fellas, this is the Lamb of God. It's that promise from heaven. You'll find Him at Bethlehem, Ephrata. You'll find Him at Migdal Edar. You'll find Him, praise God, in the place of the flock. And they let out of there. They went right to the place where those little sacrificial lambs would be born. And they went out there, and the Bible says they found Mary and Joseph and the little baby Jesus lying in a manger. Praise God. Praise God. The mystery of the person of Christ was born. Praise God. Because God was with Christ. God is in Christ. And Christ was in God. Praise the Lord. The person of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, born in a manger, the promised seed of God Almighty to humanity, so that through Him we might be saved. Yes, it's Christmas. It ought to be Christmas every day in the hearts of mind of those that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing, because He's coming. He's here. His presence is real. It ought to be real every day. Not just Christmas Day, but every day for those who have believed on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise His holy name. The first Christmas.